The little engine that could. Chug, 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 puff, 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 ding dong, ding dong. The little train rumbled over the tracks. She was a happy little train. Her cars were filled with toy animals, giraffes with long necks, teddy bears with almost no necks at all, and even a baby elephant. There were dolls and the funniest little toy clown you ever saw. But that was not all. Some cars were filled with good things for boys and girls to eat, and lollipops for after-meal treats. The little train was carrying all these wonderful things to the little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain. She puffed along merrily. Then all of a sudden, she stopped. She simply could not go another inch. Her wheels would not turn. "Here comes a shiny new engine," said the little clown who jumped out of the train. "Please, shiny new engine, won't you pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us." But the shiny new engine snorted. "I pull you? I am a passenger engine. My train has sleeping cars and a dining car with waiters. I pull the likes of you? Indeed not." And off he steamed to the roundhouse, where engines live when they are not busy. Then the little clown called out, "Look, a great big strong engine is coming." The little toy clown waved his flag, and the big strong engine came to a stop. "Please, big engine," called the dolls and toys, "won't you pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us." But the big strong engine bellowed, "I am a freight engine. I have just pulled a big train loaded with heavy machines. I am a very important engine indeed. I won't pull the likes of you." And the freight engine puffed on indignantly to the roundhouse. The little train and all the dolls and toys were very sad. "The freight engine is not the only one in the world," cried the little toy clown. "Here comes another. He looks very old and tired, but our train is so little. Perhaps he can help us." "Please, kind engine," cried all the dolls and toys, "won't you pull our train over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us." But the rusty old engine sighed, "I am so tired. I must rest my weary wheels. I cannot pull even so little a train as yours over the mountain. I cannot, I cannot, I cannot." Then indeed the little train was very, very sad, and the dolls and toys were ready to cry. But the little toy clown called out, "Here is another engine coming, a little blue engine, a very little one. Maybe she will help us." The very little engine came chug chugging merrily along. When she saw the toy clown's flag, she stopped quickly. "What is the matter, my friends?" she asked kindly. "Oh, little blue engine," cried the dolls and toys, "will you pull us over the mountain? Our engine has broken down, and the good boys and girls on the other side won't have any toys to play with or good food to eat unless you help us. Please, please help us, little blue engine." "I'm not very big," said the little blue engine. "They use me only for switching trains in the yard. I have never been over the mountain." "But we must get over the mountain before the children awake," said all the dolls and the toys. The very little engine thought of the good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain. Then she said, "I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And she hitched herself to the little train. She tugged and pulled, and pulled and tugged. And slowly, 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 they started off. The toy clown jumped aboard, and all the dolls and toy animals began to smile and cheer. Puff, puff, chug, chug, went the little blue engine. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Up, up, up. Faster and faster and faster. The little engine climbed until at last they reached the top of the mountain. Hooray! Hooray! Cried the funny little clown and all the dolls and toys. The good little boys and girls in the city will be happy because you helped us, kind little blue engine. And the little blue engine smiled and seemed to say as she puffed steadily down the mountain, I thought I could. I thought I could. I thought I could.